Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever in the world you are. We are just excited you are here, and this is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour. And I'm joined tonight by my special co-hostess, Robin, my lady, my love. How you doing?
I'm good. Did you forget me?
Forget you? How could I forget you?
I was good. I love you.
I love you, baby.
Mm.
So been an interesting day with my work, and teaching classes over the internet always makes it a challenge. Can't always see if the students are getting it, So it makes life a little more interesting. And of course, we're teaching all the way across the continent, so my hours are shifted somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very late leaving the office today.
Mm.
So, not much is going on otherwise. It was just a nice, quiet weekend, and that we always like those. We don't get many of those.
Yeah,
no real adventure this weekend. Didn't have to save anybody. Didn't have to put out any fires. Didn't have to really do much except cook some tuna steaks and chill out. So
yeah,
pretty good weekend. So tonight we are continuing the Fool's Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we talked about the fool and the beginning of the fool's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're gonna pick up with the magician card.
Right.
And so I'm kind of excited. This is gonna be a lot of fun. And I always like the magician card and the fool's journey. And the way I've used it in my own experience. It's not just about learning the major arcana.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of self-discovery in taking the journey with the fool.
Right.
And encountering the magician at the very beginning. There's such a coolness to that. The beginning. God, beginnings are magical things, aren't they? Everything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of that new and that energy and the idea that anything is possible at the beginning of something.
Mm-hmm. And in some ways,
that's such a cool.
In some ways, that's what the cool embodies is the potential. Unlimited potential. And the magician is the master of that potential.
That's right. Taking all of that and doing something with it. You know, so I find it fascinating that the first thing that's encountered on the journey is the magician. You know, telling us that all of this potential can be directed. You know, it's all about awareness. It's all about being conscious and being in control, but not like too tightly gripped control, but that confident knowledge that we are the manifestors. We can take all of that potential and through concentration, through will and intent, we can direct that energy, that potential, to create.
Well, we certainly can use the magician and his, you know, indication of, you know, so above, so below, right? As above, so below, and say that when we create something in the spiritual realm through our desires, our intention, our actions, our thoughts, our desires, then that's how we manifest it physically in our world. And that, to me, is what he embodies and what he represents and is how he should be used by, you know, when you're doing a reading. These are the things he represents. But also, you know, people use the magician an awful lot in spell work. You know, you can do a tarot spell, use cards, because of what he represents. He's such a powerful archetype in that way.
Well, I mean, very definitely a masculine, active archetype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all about acting on the potential.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, when you look at the masculine is action and the feminine is spiritual and, you know, the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that those are the first two characters that the fool meets.
Yeah.
The magician and the high priestess.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about her in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, a point and counterpoint, each to the other. And, you know, we are going to be talking tonight about that, you know, the overachiever, perhaps. You know, one hand and a wand pointed toward the heavens,
mm-hmm.
and the other hand pointed at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Bridging the gap. You know, kind of completing the circuit.
Mm-hmm. Sort of standing and then between the worlds and at the gateway.
Yeah, like a lightning rod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, channeling and you know, basically building that bridge between the two and manifesting and creating and causing change.
Mm-hmm.
Causing change directed by will, not just random change. So what are some of your other thoughts about the magician?
Well, the magician also, in many regards, indicates the mastery of something, of mastering knowledge, of becoming an adept at something. And oftentimes, you know, if it shows up in a reading, for me, that's one of the interpretations that I can get, is that this person is doing something to master whatever it is they're working towards, to become an adept, to be able to control you know, their elements, and because the elements are all represented on the card on the altar, so you know,
yeah.
it implies the control over the elements, and that he has forged relationships with them, and they will do what he asks of them for him, because he has honored them by getting to know them. And it's all about being at one with your environment, and as I said, being an adept, being observant, knowing the knowing of self and the knowing of the external environment.
Yeah, and the four elements being represented with the wands or staves, you know, and that's imagination. That's the thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thinking it up. And then the you know, the swords is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cups being emotions, and the pentacles being the material world, and in some ways the completion of the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And having all of those represented on the altar while the magician stands there.
Mm-hmm.
Symbols of eternity all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, the infinite, you know, limnoscape symbol, the lazy figure eight, infinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the Ouroboros for a belt. You know, some people see the Ouroboros as a symbol of infinity, much like the landscape. But for me, it's also the great dragon that creates. And there's a creative energy in Ouroboros. And so, you know, all of that symbolism is right there on the card. And again, you know, we want to remind our listeners that we are looking at and working with the Rider-Waite deck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is... really the deck on which so many others are based.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbolism is in many ways right up in your face. And the colors are bold, the symbols are bold. There's not a whole lot of ambiguity. So it's a very good place to start when you learn. And we've discussed that in previous.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Also the symbolism sort of crosses over into other magical paths. You know, Masons and use some of the same symbolism. Some of the more ceremonial magicians, OTO and, you know, Golden Dawn and stuff, they all require you to know the Rider-Waite deck. So it's a good universal deck to know and have that information in your arsenal.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people believe that Waite wrote created the Rider-Waite deck and some of the art specifically for the OTO. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of that symbolism, but it's an excellent starting point. So, when I'm talking about images on the card, I'm talking about images on that Rider-Waite magician.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even the, you know, you were talking about mastery, you know, adepthood.
Mm-hmm.
I see that in the red, I don't know what you call the overrobe.
The cloak.
You know, there's the white robe, you know, robe, but then there's the red cloak.
Mm-hmm. The red and white of the cloak represent life and death, and you know, the lifeblood and spirit, and you know, even in some ways, creation.
Well, I mean, certainly the red and white has the you know, sexual connotations, and I mean, and I'm talking about from a conception point of view. the white seed in the menstrual blood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the ultimate act of creation. So, you know, to a certain degree, the great rite is represented there, but I also see the white robe as innocence. I mean, there's a certain purity to the white robe, and then the black or the red cloak symbolizing knowledge. A lot of paths use red to symbolize, you know, some adepthood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, red was the color of the, you know, Runeviki in the Norse. There's just one place that immediately comes to my mind where red is the symbol of the magician, the adept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I see those. And, of course, there's 101 other ways to see them, and I might see them differently the next time I look at the card.
And that is true of every deck and of every card. You know, some, you know, depending on how you're feeling and what's going on in your life, that may be, you know, certain things are going to pop out at you in the card versus maybe other times you might look at them.
Mm-hmm. Now, even seeing the red and white of the flowers mirroring the red and white of his robe and cloak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find that interesting, the innocence of the lily and the thorny red rose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, that again, that contrast jumps out at me.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, for me,
the
flowers can represent the love, the pain, and the joy of life. You know, red roses are love, the thorniness of the roses, pain, and the lilies can sometimes be innocence, or it can also represent, again, death and change,
mm-hmm.
And spirit. So it's no coincidence that the lily is used often at Easter as a special, you know, there's even an Easter lily because of its representation of death and rebirth and innocence and that sort of correlation.
Okay. All right, so I do want to let everybody know that we will be taking calls tonight.
Sure.
If you want to call in and ask us some questions,
mm-hmm.
Feel free to call in at 646-564-9714 and hit the 1 button to let us know you want to join in the conversation. Or you can post your questions and such in the chat room. Those of you that are in the chat room listening live, you can always post questions there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at the magician for self-development, you know, the innocence of the and the full potential of the fool now encounters the magician. Where does that take your mind and your thoughts?
Well, it takes me back to the concept of, you know, working and becoming an adept at something and making sure that you're connected to the spiritual realm but also the physical realm, and that you don't get out of balance, because in many ways for me the magician is also about balance. You know, the two-sided candle and or the wand, if you will. He represents balance and standing between those two worlds, the physical and the spiritual. And I think that's an indication to anyone that this is one of the very first things that you need to look within about, is to see, you know, am I in balance? I need to get in touch with myself, find out where I am in the world, reach out to spirit, and try to strike a balance in my personal life and try to, you know, make sure that I'm doing the work that I need to do in order to for that to happen.
Well, see, now you hit on the, at the end of it, you hit on what the card means to me. I think there's other cards that tell me more about balance.
Mm.
To me, the Magician says, do it. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Take action. It's a call to action card. Some call, you know, some cards are contemplative cards, and to me, some cards are just action cards.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the action cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do something. Take, mm-hmm. you know, take action. Manifest your will. Make a decision. Create. It's you know, everything that we need is in place, and this card is telling me to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
The divine has given me everything I need. Now it's up to me to take it. All four elements are laying on the altar, a wand in my hand. It's time for me to do something with it. That's what I get from this card.
Yeah.
That's what this tells me, is I've taken the step, I've taken that leap of faith, I've started the journey. Everything I need is in front of me. Everything I need is right there. Now do something. Do something about it. And, you know, when I look at the card in that way, looking for that message, again, I see the four elements on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see everything I need, emotions, imagination, the intellect, the material world, and everything that goes with that. And it's not just about things, but it's about the comfort. It's about sensation. You know, it's the sensual, not sexual, but sensual aspects of life. Everything is there. Everything. All I got to do is do it. And, you know, that's such a cool feeling. And again, I liken this to, you know, the journey has now begun with the Fool. And now we get to the Magician, where in some ways I think the journey really began, because we've encountered our first character. And it's full of potential. It's the new business, the new relationship, the beginning, when anything's possible. Anything's possible. Everything I need is right there, and I can do with it what I will. And, you know, like I said earlier, that's just such an exciting card and such an exciting place to my way of thinking, because it's all right there. It's all fresh. And, you know, it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a first kiss, that first sale when you start a business, your first client, the beginning. And nobody ever starts with the idea of failure. You start with the idea that it's fresh and clean and it's a new place, and all the potential is there. Everything is great and all things are possible. And, you know, all I got to do is be conscious, be aware, and take action.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the magic. To me, in my experience and in my feelings about this card, therein lies the magic. Everything is within me. All that strength is within me. All I got to do is do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
There's a comment in the chat room says that this person feels that by appearances, the card reminds me of a jester. And it is either feels very black or white to this person, not so much an action card. And I'm just wondering why they would get a black or white, you know, good or bad, when the card really is sort of, in my opinion, when I look at it, the duality of the as above, so below, indicating, you know, his position of his arms, indicating both sides of the coin, and that he is in balance, standing between them.
Yeah, calling down and grounding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
I would say, yeah, take a good look at the way he's standing and the robes he's wearing. How he's got his altar there, and the things that are on the altar, the cup, the sword, the pentacle. I mean, these are all things that talk about action and creation and what he's doing. So I would say that the person to really examine the card. I do know that they said this was their first Rider-Waite deck they had ever opened and looked at the cards. So it might be a little unfair to jump to conclusions now. Sometimes it takes a while to meditate on the cards and really feel what's going on in the card, to walk through the card and look at everything and in depth, which is what I recommend to everybody, to spend some time with each card and really examine it.
Yeah, because in so many ways, you know, particularly in counterpoint with the High Priestess, which is next, I kind of see this as all the positive aspects of a high priest. Counterpointed with all the positive aspects of a high priestess that we'll talk about in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, this is like you said, the magical adept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, active, masculine, reaching to heaven and pointing at the earth and being that bridge between the two. Drawing down and grounding, and the flowers around his feet are in some ways demonstrating manifestation and the very act of creation. Flowers spring up at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very definitely, there's action going on, even though he's posed. There's mm-hmm. certainly action. So, well, with that said, I think we've come to a point where we can go ahead and take a quick break.
Okay.
I can't believe half an hour's flown by already.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Sometimes they're faster than others, and tonight was one of those,
mm-hmm.
Flew. So, I was going through the song clips earlier and all of our musical archives.
Mm-hmm.
I found a song by Darv the Bard called The Two Magicians. And I thought, we'll give that a try. It sounds like it's, somewhat appropriate for the evening and our magician card topic. So, we're going to listen to Darv the Bard, The Two Magicians. And we'll be back here in a few minutes. Everybody stick around, and we'll be taking calls again after the break.
The lady sits in her old front door as straight as a willow wand. By there comes a lusty smith with a hammer in his hand, saying, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." Why do you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? I'll come back tomorrow and I'll have you in me bed, singing bide, lady, bide. There's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong? For to have me maidenhead that I have kept so long, I'd rather I was dead and cold and me body in the grave than a lusty, dusty, cold blacksmith my maidenhead should have. Singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she curled up her hand and swore upon the bowl that he'd not have her maidenhead for all the pot of gold. But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand and he swore upon the man that he would have her maidenhead for half a fat or less. Singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a dove and flew up in the air. But he became an old cock pigeon and they flew pair and pair. So the lady, she turned into a mare as dark as night with glare. But he became a golden saddle and climbed up on her back, singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a hare and ran all over the plain. But he became a greyhound dog and ran her down again. So the lady, she turned into a fly and fluttered in the air. But he became a hairy spider and dragged her in his lair, singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a sheep grazing on the common. But he became a horny ram and soon he was upon her. So she turned into a fortress ship, sailed over the sea. But he became a bold captain and aboard her when he's singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a cloud floating in the air. But he became a lightning flash and zipped right into her. So she turned into a mulberry tree in the wood. But he came forth as the morning dew and sprinkled her where she stood, singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she ran into the bedroom and changed into a bed. But he became a green coverlet and gained her maidenhead. And once she awoke, he took her soul and still he made her mine. For the lusty smith became her love for all her mighty pride. Singing, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay your pride.
Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
You're listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. This is Power Hour, and I'm joined by my lady, Robin. How you doing
Hello.
Tonight?
Hello.
Hey, you made it back after the break. It's all good.
Yes, it is. Yep.
The world is a wonderful place. Yeah, and in that business cut, it mentions that Thursday night is Terry and Onyx. It is now under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And we are always looking for your questions and ways that we can share our experiences and the bits of knowledge that we've picked up over a few years of doing this. So anyway, so tonight we are continuing our series on the Fool's Journey through the Major Arcana, and we are at the Magician card.
Mm-hmm.
And before the break, we were talking about the tarot or the Magician being an action card. And someone commented in the chat room about the Magician appearing to her to be kind of a jester. And it is suggested in a couple of places I have seen, it is suggested that the Joker in a contemporary card deck in some ways comes from the Magician. And in some other decks, there's the Magician looks a little bit more like a jester. So I found that comment interesting. It still comes down to an action card. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's any absolute or black and white or either or, it is action versus spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
The Magician is totally action. You know, find that strength within yourself. Be confident. Make a choice and do it. Concentrate. It's about skill. It's about resourcefulness. It's about doing. In a couple of weeks, we'll talk about the spiritual with the high priestess, which is the counterpoint to the magician. And, you know, as I said, it's all the positive aspects of the high priest next to the high priestess that we're looking at in the magician. So what else did you want to share with our listeners? I do want to remind everybody we are taking calls tonight. We got a time for a few calls. We actually are hurtling through the show, but we can take a couple of calls tonight at 646-564-9714. Hit the one button to let us know you want to talk. Mm-hmm. And so you were about to say a couple of things.
The magician card is really a great card to use in meditation. And it would be great if, you know, to build maybe a guided meditation someday, you know, like a long one, to examine the card and go piece by piece and pick up each item and examine it, use it, look around at the other items in the card. You know, it would be maybe a cool thing for us to do some night, or even just a short one. I know we've only got about 15 minutes left tonight. I don't know if you'd be feeling up to doing a short guided meditation for people about the card.
Well, I think I could probably pull together something. It wouldn't be very elaborate, but I think we could do something. Now, again, remember the symbolism I'm going to be using is based on the Rider-Waite magician card.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't send me any letters or emails saying, well, that's not the way it looks on my card. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Rider-Waite.
Right.
We've been specifying that for every show, and we'll keep telling you that it's the Rider-Waite, and that's the image that I'm going to be describing. That's the image that you're going to interact with in the next few minutes.
Yeah, and you know, and again, I just want to reiterate, every deck out there that uses these major arcana cards is based on the Rider-Waite deck. So if you think, well, I don't use the Rider-Waite, I use, you know, Joe Blow deck, but if there's a magician card in that deck, it's based on the Rider-Waite card. So you're going to get something out of it. Yeah, you're going to get something out of it. So don't feel like, I'm not going to bother because that's not the card I use, not the deck I use. You will get something out of it.
All right, so let's go ahead and relax. Take a deep cleansing breath. Breathe it in deep. And let it out, along with all the stress. Breathe in. And let it out. One more deep cleansing breath in. And let out all the stress. Find a comfortable position now. Still yourself. And become aware of the rhythms of your body. Hear the sounds within your own body. Feel and hear your breathing. Hear the rhythm. As you relax, you become lighter. You have the sensation of floating. And as you feel lighter, you float up through the ceiling of the room where your body is, through the roof of your house, up into the stars, floating upward, ever upward. the air becomes cooler and thinner, you see yourself surrounded by a ball of white light protecting you, keeping you warm and safe. As you float upward, surrounded by the stars. In time, you see a small speck of land, and the ball of light comes to rest on that land in a field surrounded by trees. A path lies before you. Follow that path now as it turns and curves. And in time, you see a bridge crossing a creek. And the water from the creek is clear and crisp and cool. You start to cross the bridge and stop at the top. At the top of the arch, there's a stone railing. And on this rail, you see all the burdens, everything that you've been carrying. You see it, all your fears, all your doubts, all your burdens, even materialize on the path, on the rail of the bridge. You may see them as packages, or simply as a box of rocks. You might even see more than you realize. Now, sweep them off and see them fall into the creek, absorbed by the water flowing beneath the bridge. The goddess will take these burdens and keep them for you. Enter into the realm of the divine, free and open. Now cross the bridge, and you see a cluster of trees, the edge of the clearing that you've been standing in. The path goes through the trees, curves to one side, and then opens out into another small clearing. And in that clearing, you see a man standing in front of an altar. And on that altar, you see a pentacle. You see a sword. You see a cup. And you see a staff. The man is standing at the altar, white lilies and red roses surrounding his feet. He is dressed in the white robe of an adept with a red cloak. And in his left hand, his right hand is a wand pointing at the heavens. And in his left hand, it is open, pointed toward the earth. He watches you as you approach. And you realize that you're dressed in the robes of the fool with a knapsack on a stick across your shoulder. You are the fool approaching the magician and asking for his message. What does he mean? Why are you starting here? Listen to him. Let him explain for himself. As he speaks, he invites you to touch and to handle the items on the altar. hold the cup and feel love. Hold the staff and feel the power of change and manifestation. Grip the sword, feel the new ideas, the fresh thoughts. And lastly, reach over and touch the pentacle and find comfort. As you do this, listen to his message. Feel the action, feel the coiled spring waiting to explode with energy into the world, making change, making a difference. At length, the magician falls silent and smiles. You look into his eyes one more time. He nods. It is time to return. You turn knapsack on a stick as you cross back through the woods, across the bridge, and return to the ball of light. And as you enter the ball of light, you look into the knapsack and you find an item. That item is part of your message. That item is part of your journey. Now the ball of light lifts you once more as you float upward into the stars and begin to slowly descend back toward the earth, down through the atmosphere, through the roof of your house and the ceiling of your room. And it begins to settle back into your body. And on the count of three, you will return fully to your body. One, you slide into your skin. Feel gravity again. Two, move your arms, your shoulders, wiggle your feet, wiggle your toes, wiggle your hands and fingers. Slide back into your skin like you're putting it on. Stretch and twist as it fits back on. And three, you're fully returned in your body, in your room, refreshed, invigorated, and excited with your gift and your message. And welcome back, everyone. My lady.
Hello.
Are you back? Are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, how was that for short notice?
That was pretty good. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So, did you get a message or a gift?
I was given the message of teaching. It's been a long time since I actually really taught specific things, like the deck or doing readings and things. So it sort of came about, magician sort of looking at me saying, you know, time to teach. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I noticed that one of the keywords that kept popping out at me as I was doing a little bit of research today was education.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the weekend, we were talking about the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And the wolf medicine is also about teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're both getting some messages about we're maybe doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is what we're supposed to be doing, these shows where we teach, where we help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got a gift tonight. It keeps recurring. So it keeps recurring. It's an ankh, and I don't know why I keep getting an ankh.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the third time in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the third time in a few months that we've done a guided meditation. And I've gotten an ankh.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's time for me to do a little more research. I think it is definitely time for a little more research and meditation on the ankh.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was looking to see if there were any comments in the chat room about messages they might have received or impressions that they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the chat room it says Egyptian. Yeah, I know it's Egyptian. but it's also, there's also a couple of other places that you see in a circle on top of a towel cross,
mm-hmm.
which is something I've got to look into all of the symbolism of it. Because there's some message in there for me that I'm apparently missing, or I wouldn't be getting the same message. So, I hope that the meditation helped people. And I hope that those that are listening live and those that are listening in the archives gained something from their experience meeting the magician in our journey, in our meditation tonight. So, well, we're now at the top of the hour. So, did you have any? Yeah, it's flown. Did you have any final thoughts for our listeners about the magician?
Just that it's an important card in the deck to align yourself with and to take notice of and to be in touch with, especially if you're considering yourself to be a witch. So it's definitely one of the cards in the deck that is not one of those gloss over cards. But it takes some time and you know, get to know it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take a moment and tell people how to get in touch with you.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, as was mentioned in the little business cut, you can get in touch with anyone at the station, send us questions, any panelist, host, guest. You can email the station at cern.org@gmail.com. You can also check out the Spiritual Unity Radio Network page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch with my lady and I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at Little Stone Bridge Pathworking page on Facebook. My lady's Facebook page is Robin A. McKean.
Mm-hmm.
And my page is Terry Power. It's the Terry Power that owns Spiritual Unity Radio Network. That's apparently the easiest way to find me. And you can also check out my public figure page, RevTerryPowerHP, or follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP. So, let's see. My final thought. I guess to a certain degree during the meditation, I was describing some of my feelings and sensations about the card. A coiled spring, compressed and ready to go. It is all about potential action, and all it needs is concentration and will, and all of that energy can be released going where it needs to go. The strength is within us. The magician reminds us to find that strength within and take action. Next week, I think we've got a full moon ritual next week. I'm pretty excited since I was out of town for the last one. So we're going to have a full moon on the 28th. Then, is it already? It sure is. This month is hurtling past. And then we're going to be having our Lunasa celebration at the mountain on the 1st. On the first of August. Good God, it's flying. The month, the whole year's going away.
The summer is just flying
away. Well, we didn't have a summer. Hell's just now getting summer. It's in perpetual spring. Let's see. On the 4th of August, we're going to be doing our on-air Lunasa ritual. The 11th of August is going to be a dark moon ritual. And we try to do those about once a quarter. And we're going to spend a little time looking within, which is interesting in that the following week, on the 18th of August, we will be doing the High Priestess card, which is for everything active of the magician. The High Priestess is much more spiritual and mysterious and looking within. So that's an interesting follow-up to the dark moon on the 11th. And then we're going to do two cards back-to-back. So on the 25th, we're going to do the Empress card. So be thinking for about the next 3 weeks, be thinking about looking at images of the High Priestess card and what that's going to mean to you, and study that card, and we'll talk about it in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I want to thank everyone for being with us. Thank you for sharing these shows with me and for teaching with me. This is a lot of fun.
It always is.
And I think with that, we should just basically stop talking and wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.